This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sixth stage in the Tour de France from Aix-en-Provence, German André Greipel sprinted to win after 176 kilometers, 110 miles in ridiculous heat. This is more than enough to keep cycling fans glued to the TV. But what about more casual sports fans in this post-Lance Armstrong world? Christopher Wirth reports.
Scott O'Raw is a big fan of the Tour de France. He hosts his own cycling podcast. But watching the Tour on TV last year, he admits at times even he lost interest.
Yeah, I was bored.
There just wasn't that excitement you want in a race.
It seemed to be more about getting from A to B.
That's because the Tour includes lots of long stages on flat roads that go on for miles.
Riders are just 2 minutes 30 ahead as they reach the intermediate sprint, 54.5 kilometers from the finish line.
Not exactly compelling television for non-cycling fans. The Tour does draw millions of viewers around the world. But O'Raw says Tour organizers want to grow its audience in countries like the U.S. that are less crazy about cycling.
They are trying to look at ways of tinkering with their races in order to attract more people.
Like shorter stages and smaller, more competitive teams, changes that could make races more interesting to watch. Then there are all those pretty French mountains.
Mountain stages do attract a lot of viewers.
Dom Van Rieth is a sports economist in Brussels. He says even fans watch to see those sweeping helicopter shots of the Pyrenees and Alps.
As we start the descent now from just below the clouds, we're now diving to the valley.
It's armchair travel through France's stunning scenery.
People watch the Tour de France as a kind of a substitute for real vacation.
That could be why this year's tour started on the mountainous Mediterranean island of Corsica. But the question is, if cycling can stop doping, will there be fewer really popular riders who win year after year? Throughout his career, Lance Armstrong was a big boost to the tour's American TV audience. Armstrong's former teammate, Jonathan Vaders, says cycling needs to ditch its obsession with reigning champions.
When you have the same guy winning over and over again, quite frankly, I find it boring.
Yes, there's that boring word again. Vauder says the excitement of not knowing who will win the Tour de France should attract more viewers over time. In Paris, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.